creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
So the next day, before everything, I had to go shopping with Big Fatty, Turnip Head, and Urban Guy Tio. And this was already told on Big Fatty's show, but not everybody listens to Big Fatty show. So Big Fatty, your resident old man, we go outside and he goes...
He loves his coupons.
Yeah, and he goes, "We're come on, let's go. We're parked out here."
Yes!
I forgot. He refused to valet park. Fucker, I would have given him the $2.
Yeah. Fuck $2. That's what I would
have
said.
You have to tip him.
God
so you,
damn
what, you
it.
Had to go shopping with Big Fatty?
So I'm going with the four of them, and we go, and Fatty's car, he can't find it. He's like, I know I left it here. And he's walking around, and we started to get to the point where I know it was here. I'm like, it's really not here. It's not a big parking lot we can see. And the old man's walking around flicking his car thing.
Oh, no.
I tell him to go to security. Are you sure it's not somewhere else? No, I know it's here. So I'm dying because the old man has lost his car.
And it's 100 degrees.
Okay, somebody's phone is ringing, by the way. I can hear it. So the old man has lost his car. So I finally go, call
he's
security.
Not old.
Yes, he's your age. I said, call security and let's have them look for the car. And then I called the rental company because, like, all the paperwork's in the car. So I get the plate number. I find out what kind of car it is and all this stuff. Blah, 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 blah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Not everybody listens to Big Fatty show.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1980 of the BFO for Wednesday the 26th of August 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to tell you all about the trip out here to Lost Wages. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Valisas. Big Fatty, we all know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are all Valisas today because, we had to pack our valise. Yes, Big Fatty, and we did it. Y'all, I got to tell you, Monday night, y'all, Big Fatty packed up everything. Y'all, I've got so much crap. I don't have as much crap this year as I have in previous years, but I got a lot of stuff that I had to bring out here for Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, and a lot of it is paper, and paper's heavy, and y'all, I shove stuff in there. Y'all, the only thing that I didn't bring, Big Fatty, I'm still upset about this, and I know Aunt will be too, is y'all, I did not bring a kelp. Big Fatty, what is Aunt gonna do? Well, I figure Aunt will be going to the underpants party, and you know I'm gonna have on my union suit, and he can just unbutton it. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, the poor man. Packed up most everything on Monday night. You know, there's always a few little things that you have to put in at the last minute. But, y'all, I went to bed, and, y'all, I couldn't go to sleep. You know, it's typical. It's typical. It's a travel day. You know, you need to get a good night's sleep. And, y'all, I didn't sleep worth a shit. Be ready. And, piddled around and would get up and go get a drink of water. And then I got up and ate a little something. And then you turn the TV on and turn the TV off. And y'all, it was just, and I finally drifted off. But woke up at 10 after, you know, I just set my alarm for the regular time, 10 after 6, and it went off, and I got up and hopped in the shower, got my shower early, and got out. And by the time I got out, the coffee had already started making. And so I found me when I was at the store. I found some of those little brofkas, pizza pies. It is the sausage gravy on a biscuit crust with a scrambled eggs and Bayfran and cheese on it. And I said, well, that'll be perfect because it won't mess up any pots and pans or anything. And you just microwave them. So I had that for my brofkas and had my coffee. And y'all, I'd put in a stop on my newspapers, Anyway, they delivered the damn paper on to, I say, Tuesday morning. And y'all, I meant to call, but I forgot. So, and I'm they're closed now. Big Fatty, you'll have to call tomorrow. Anyway, I think old Veda is going to run by and check on it for me to make sure that the papers aren't stacking up. But y'all got my shower and finished packing and packed up. I had to bring two, not one, but two, I say, two computers, because one of them connects to the stream. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. So y'all, I had to bring my old computer, and y'all, I just about forgot it. I called that old Daniel Biba, and he said, yes, bring it. And so I brought it. And did all of that and got all that stuff packed up, and y'all, there was just y'all, the valises were heavy. They were just heavy, and they were bursting at the seams. Now, y'all, I won't have nearly as much going back because, you know, most of it'll be distributed to folks. But anyway, y'all, old Veda, he had asked me to give him a call at 7 a.m. in the morning and just make sure he was up. And y'all, he sent me a testimonium I'm putting on my pants, and I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, he pulls up, and I had to say, I just need two, I say, two more minutes. And so anyway, we were out the door at seven. We were moving towards the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and we were all moving that way by 7:25 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, he dropped me off. I don't know, about 20 minutes to 8. Y'all, it's not long. It's not far from the villa to the Aeropuerto. And y'all, I went in, and you know, I had pre-registered online. I had pre-registered online, and so I didn't get the TSA pre-check, and I was very upset about that. But y'all, when I got ready to go through the security, the TSA pre-check was closed, so it didn't really matter. And they went through they pulled my bag aside, and they wanted to look in my bag. Big Fatty, and y'all, they weren't sure what the micro hoist was. So, you know, oh, that's a micro hoist. I said, yes, thank you for calling. And y'all, then I had to repack all that shit. But anyway, got on the Aeroplano, and y'all, I was sitting by old Larry and his friend, old Larry, and and y'all, old poop heads. But y'all, I was flying on the Delta Airlines, you know, DAL, as they say, and you know, that's Delta's always late. Big Fatty, but we were early on both of the flights today. And y'all, I don't know when Delta started doing this, but y'all, they're serving the Starbucks coffee now. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, that shit's strong. And that's good. That's good. And y'all, you know, they have those little Biscoff cookeries, and they're delicious with the good strong coffee. And anyway, arrived a little bit early in Hatlanta, and y'all, picked me up since we were going to be on the Aeroplano during lunch. I picked me up a little sandwich there in the Aeropuerto, because y'all, I had looked, and they didn't really have anything for sale on the Aeroplano that really appealed to me. So I got me a little sandwich, and y'all, then we got on the Aeroplano to Las Vegas, and y'all, there was a flight attendant, cutie patootie. I don't know, he was probably late 20s, early 30s, but y'all, he had the shaved head, and y'all, he kept giving Big Fatty the eye. And Big Fatty, is that good? Yes, it's absolutely good. And y'all, he was just he gave me the little smile a couple of times and gave me the eye. And y'all, we were getting ready to leave, and he was eyeing my my Nasty Pig ring that I ordered, and he was just kind of, oh, that looks kind of interesting. And so, y'all, I'm looking on the dating sites to see if I see him popping up over there. Beep, ready? But I hadn't seen him yet. But y'all arrived in Lost Wages and got my valise and headed on over to the there was a couple. The couple sat beside me on the plane to Lost Wages, but y'all, they got on and they went to sleep, so they didn't bother me at all. And y'all, they had that movie, that Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. Y'all, it wasn't enough that they did one of them. They had to do two. I said, two of them. And that was playing, and but y'all, I listened to mainly. I just listened to little shows, I know that Peter G would be very worried because I got down to 40% battery life. Big fatty, he would have been in apoplexy, and got the rental car. Y'all, it's so nice to get off the Aeroplano and you have a little message waiting on you that says, your rental Chevrolet Red or similar is in stall number 255, or it was 225, I think. And y'all just walked right up to it and put the valises in the back and started it up and drove up to the gate. And the lady says, hey, Big Carter, and showed him a license, and y'all, then we were off. And we got in a little early, and y'all, it was a little too early for me to check in here at the Excalibur Resort and Casino. So y'all, I went and I did a little shopping because, you know, I've got to get my swag bag stuff together. And y'all, I decided I'm doing a little something different this year, so I went and did a little shopping, and I'm real pleased with everything I got and all. And did that. And then drove on over here. But y'all, I stopped. Y'all, there's something about me and rental cars. I pulled up at the store and I turned the car off. And y'all, I couldn't get the key out. Big Freddy, I was worried. And y'all, I don't know what I did wrong or whatever. But I couldn't get the damn. And then it got so hot in the car, I tried to start the car up and it wouldn't start up again. And I went, oh dear God. And I pulled out the instruction book, and it said, "We'll push the key in, and then turn it to lock, and then it should pull right out." And y'all, I tried that, and I couldn't get it to work. So y'all, I called the emergency assistance number, and the lady said, "Hey, Big Rider," and she says, "Well, Big Rider, did you push the key in and turn it?" And I said, "I did, but it wouldn't work." And y'all, I tried it again, and it pulled right out. I don't know what I did wrong the first time, or if maybe I tried too many times and couldn't get it out and it locked it up or something like that, and it had to wait a few minutes before I could try it again. But finally got the key out of the car and came out from the shopping, and the car started right up. Y'all, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good that I'm not going to lose the Chevrolet Red or similar this year, because y'all, it is indeed red. And so that helps. And came here to the Excalibur Resort and Casino.
Yes, Big Freddy, I went downstairs to the Dairy Queen and had a dilly bar while you checked in.
Oh, I know. You didn't bring me.
No, Big Freddy.
Checked in, and y'all, the girl was just as nice as she could be, and I told her that I was here with the Pride Party. She goes, "Oh, well, what's that?" And I said, "Well, it's a little show. We're going to be doing little shows." And she goes, "Oh, can I listen to them?" And so, y'all, I told her how she could listen to Pride 48 on the TuneIn radio, and she was just as nice as she could be. And I came up here to the room, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if I'm staying on the floor with RC Martinez, But or if it's just the Excalibur. But y'all, I swear you'd swear I was in Colorado, right beside the Wacky Tobacky taste testing facility or smoking facility, because you get off the elevator and say, "Wow!" And anyway, got up here to the room and I got everything unpacked. Y'all got a lovely view of the swimming of the old cement pond, the old swimming hole, and the inner tube state. No, the inner state, the super highway, as they call it, and or the 15 they call it here in Las Vegas, I guess. But y'all. So I'm here in the room, and I'm recording the little show. Big Fatty, it was quite the travel day. It really was. But y'all, no mishaps or anything like that. And I hadn't seen anybody yet. I put some oh, Big Fatty is, they've closed the cabin door. I'll see you in Atlanta. And y'all, they've closed the cabin door. I'll see you in Lost Wages. And you know, then I landed, welcome to Lost Wages. And anyway, I'm here, but I hadn't talked to anybody yet. Quite frankly, y'all, you know, I'm adjusting now from Eastern time. You know, I was in the Scotland, which was 5 hours ahead of the only time zone that matters, and I about got readjusted to that over the weekend. And y'all, now I've gone from Eastern time to specific time, specific time is now nattering. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, I'm just a little fucked up, y'all.
Big Fatty, but that doesn't have anything to do with the time change.
It's true, it really doesn't. But I think I'm gonna get me a good hot shower. Then I'll see what's going on, and we'll go from there. But y'all, here's the big news for those of you staying in the Excalibur Resort and Casino. They don't have the wired internet anymore, y'all. It is wireless intertubes in your room, and y'all, I looked around the room and I'm going, well, where the hell is the cable to connect the computer to the intertubes? But y'all, they've done away with it. They've upgraded it, so it's all wireless intertubes in your room. And don't be looking for a wire to connect your computer, because you ain't gonna find one. So anyway, y'all, hump day is kind of a get ready day. Suits are having a little luncheon to kind of talk last minute things out, and y'all, then of course the peppermill dinner is tonight, and I think there's gonna be a big crowd at that. And then of course, you know, one of Big Fatty's favorite activities is, y'all, we're going to the Fun Hog Ranch later tonight, and so that should be quite interesting. I hope a little chicken boy is there. And Big Fatty, y'all, I can't remember. I don't think I've ever been to Lost Wages when I didn't share a room with somebody. So I'm looking forward to maybe entertaining some gentlemen callers here in the auxiliary villa here in Lost Wages. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. If today is your travel day, travel safe. And if you're not maybe able to make it to Lost Wages, be hanging out and participate, y'all. It's for everybody. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, yeah, you heard that Joey Bukkake from the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Joey, what in your opening show with Taffy Carlisle Huffington, what are you going to remind everyone here at Pride 48?
not everybody listens to Big Fatty Show.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's a lovely way to start the weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.